School districts across the country are breaking apart their traditional large high schools. But once districts have thrown out the old, the question is, what do they offer instead? For one school district in Colorado, the answer is just about everything. As part of his series on small, innovative high schools, NPR's Larry Abramson went to the Mapleton School District near Denver.
When Charlotte Chancho grew up in the Mapleton schools, the system had a dropout rate of over 50%. When she came back to be superintendent of schools here in 2001, she knew that had to change.
We've had that graduation rate for years. We just never really talked about it. So I knew that that was happening here. My brothers and sisters graduated from school here.
In fact, Chancho decided the entire 5,500-student system needed a shake-up, so she toured the country looking for models and for partners. She had one guiding principle.
In Mapleton, the kids were not to be used as guinea pigs. Then anything that I implemented here had to have proven practice and had to be research-based.
With that in mind, Charlotte Chancho threw the deck of cards up into the air and has reshuffled every school, creating 17 distinct programs. They are as different as schools can be. Chancho takes me on a tour of the 7 small high schools that have replaced the district's single large high school.
This is New Technology High School, and it is a project-based school. The students work in teams to achieve their projects.
Welby New Tech, with 286 students, was the only building the district could afford to rehab. There are computers everywhere. Classrooms are large enough to permit team teaching. Bill Nelson, in his second year of teaching here, says the program is tailored for kids who want to learn on their own.
I make lectures and get up in front and talk in front of people for 30, 40 minutes back in Iowa, and I could do that. But if I talk more than 15 minutes, these kids, they want to get busy. They want to do something. They don't want to listen.
We're talking about the Vietnam War. So, like, we're talking about if we're against it or with it. So we had to do a PowerPoint supporting our opinion.
That's sophomore Sylvia Loera. This school is based on New Tech High in Napa, California, one of the schools Charlotte Chancho visited while on the search for models. Okay, so that's nice for self-motivated techies, but where do you go if you're more of a traditional learner?
All right, this is York International. It'll be a K-12 school. It's currently a K-9, so we have freshmen here.
Just 3 miles north, Chancho walks into a building that housed a struggling junior high just 2 years ago.
This is a uniform school. So the kids are in uniform dress code.
And compared to Welby New Tech, everything here is more buttoned down. Once again, Chancho says she is responding to a demand in the marketplace.
This is a traditional delivery school. It's an international baccalaureate candidate. So people who are very involved with their kids and looking for more of a private-like experience would be here.
Lenin comes along and he's just like, hey, we're all going to be equal. It's going to be awesome. These czars that are holding you down, we're going to all be equal and work together, and it's going to be a beautiful thing. But
the lessons, like this one on the Russian Revolution, look more traditional. Kids are sitting in desks, following the teacher. As Chancho puts it, there's lots of pencil-paper activity. Mapleton is trying to offer school choice on steroids, but that assumes families are taking advantage of the variety that's out there.
Why did you choose this?
Oh, why? I don't know. My cousin comes here, so that's why.
Other kids tell me they want to leave the school because they don't like the uniform. Chancho acknowledges some people choose simply based on convenience, but she's working on spreading the word so families can make more informed decisions. The startling degree of choice here slaps you right in the face when you enter the old Skyview High, which once served 1,400 kids.
You walk down this hall, we'll be at the Montessori Preschool. You go upstairs, we'll be at Academy. And in that hallway is all Mesa.
Mesa is the Mapleton Expeditionary School for the Arts, perhaps the most progressive offering in Mapleton's educational department store. Michael Johnston is the principal.
We wanted to demonstrate that that progressive education could do a successful job of preparing poor kids and kids of color for college.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
You see that approach in Chris Carrither's class on Voltaire's Candide.
All right. So what I want to do is I want to hear what you believe before we find out what Voltaire believes. Are you an optimist or are you a pessimist? As a reminder, optimist, you think life is inherently good. People are inherently good and things will work out for the
best.
Here,
students will explore the Enlightenment by taking on topics like free will and destiny as personal issues. The wide variety of colors in Mapleton's palette has attracted plenty of attention and garnered lots of foundation money. The Gates Foundation kicked in $2.6 million. But all these choices have not gotten standardized test scores out of the cellar.
Oh, they're terrible. Oh, yeah, they're embarrassing.
There are small signs of progress, but overall, Charlotte Chancho's reforms have yet to deliver on the promise of higher achievement. Like others experimenting with small high schools, Mapleton still can't say whether small is beautiful. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
And you can learn more about innovative trends in high schools at npr.org.